The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Lorraine Leavis is with me, the author of Once Upon a Reader, Raising Your Children with a Love of Books. And Lorraine, I'm conscious of lots of parents that have got the school report, you know, at the end of the year, a few weeks ago, the academic year, and it would have said something like, you know, John or Mary were an absolute pleasure. They're all an absolute pleasure, even the ones that aren't. And But maybe keep working on the maths or keep them reading if you can over the summer. So for those parents listening to this, who want to make sure the kids keep reading, or they want to engage them with reading over the summer, where should they start?
Like, that's a scary thing, isn't it? When the report comes home and suddenly they're talking about a child that you actually don't recognise, and you do wonder, is it the correct report
exactly,
at all?
But I got that, someone else's report.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what do you mean he's quiet? He doesn't stop talking. But I think the big thing that I always say when it comes to children reading is that they're, obviously, there is a place for learning to read, obviously, from an education and academic standpoint. But we're in the business of reading for pleasure. And at the end of the day, we want to find a way to root it back to enjoyment, to who they are as a child beyond their ability to read. And I think that's the big thing going into the summer, is the focus for summer and for the breaks is to enjoy themselves. So how can we bring it back to that?
So how do you do that? Is it about identifying, first of all, the things they're interested in before you start thinking about what they might read?
Exactly. Because that's the thing that will be on the school report. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, John is really good at maths, but he loves football. And if he loves football, find biographies, because there's plenty of them for kids out now. There are so many books directed towards different interests rather than, you know, here's your standard fantasy novel for a child that he's going to pick up and go, well, actually, this is boring. It's no interest to me. I'm going to put it back down. But if you root it back to something, they're going to go back to the playground and say, I just found out this about Messi. And suddenly they know everything about Messi because they picked up a book about something they want to talk about and something they want to be an expert on. Mm. And bringing it back round to what they do outside of school and outside of who they are in the classroom is really important.
There's great, and it's often overlooked or it's not appreciated, the National Library Service, and there's libraries in every town and city in the country, or most of them. And you can go in there with those kids and you don't have to buy the book. You don't even have to take the book out. They can read through it for half an hour in the library and find out if they like it.
Yeah, that's the thing as well, is a lot of books, especially a lot of children who are quote unquote reluctant readers, which is a term that likes to be bandied around a lot. The idea that a child isn't necessarily a reluctant reader, they just haven't found the right book. You can bring them in and they can find a short book that, if you had bought it, fair enough, they might get 20 minutes out of it because they're really interested in it. But if they go into the library, they sit down, there is an hour, especially when we're trying to find stuff to do during the summer holidays. The library is a great way to get in, find something that they enjoy, also so that they can try things. If they pick up a book and they don't like it, it's fine, you haven't spent the money on it. And also, at the end of the day, the author still gets money if they get loaned from the library. Our library service is brilliant like that. The author gets money every time it's taken out or if it's used. And so it is just a brilliant way to try a breadth of books. Without, you know, having to go in with the cost of living crisis is here.
Is all reading equal, or is some more equal than others?
Oh, that's a loaded question. All reading is equal. And I think we say it for adults as well. You wouldn't say to somebody who's listening to an audiobook that they're not engaging with a book. The term reading is a loaded one. Yes, there's words on a page. Some have more, some have less. But when it comes to entertainment value, if a kid picks up a graphic novel and they love it and they engage with it from, you know, an art perspective, the humour, sure, there's less words in it, but does that really matter if they're getting joy out of it?
So, and a lot of these, the graphic novels as well, the longer form ones that are popular with kids, your Dogmans and your Cat Kid Comic Club or whatever they're called, or the Investigators. I mean, the great thing about any of them, if the kids are interested, is that there's entire series of them.
Yeah, there's loads of
books. So, you know, once they pick one, you've got the next 20,
but
20
if books
sorted.
If you consider that Dogman is by the same author as Captain Underpants, and I read Captain Underpants when I was a kid, there's a plethora of these books ready to go. And they are a gateway drug, as it were, to slightly longer, because you then move from graphic novel to your young illustrated fiction that still has, you know, a smaller block of text broken up by illustrations. So it's sort of, you know, learning by stealth. You can move your way up instead of going from a picture book to why aren't they reading a novel?
Have you any advice for a teenager who is trying to read with dyslexia, says Mary?
that is a really important thing. Barrington Stoke is the way to go. Look them up online. They're a publisher that specialise in books for children and more recently adults with dyslexia. Bloomsbury, who I work for, they have adult books for people with dyslexia as well. But Barrington Stoke, they specialise in it. They print on a special kind of paper that you can't see the words on the page behind. There's no bleed through on the page, so it doesn't sort of confuse your eyes as you're trying to read it. They have a special font that differentiates every letter. So if you know the way B and D are the opposites of each other, they are sure to differentiate it more so that your brain doesn't flip it. Stuff like that. So there are publishers that are doing especially, I think as well, Kindle might have an option to change it to a dyslexia friendly font.
Okay,
well.
They are, Mary. That's great advice. My third class daughter read the Harry Potter series last year. Got it. She read the whole series in a year. That's some going now for someone in third class. Her teacher congratulated her on this, but said in the report to try and get her to read other genres. I'm lost. She loved Harry Potter. She's now reading The Hobbit. Should I just let her keep reading it?
Reading for pleasure is reading for pleasure. I hate to say it. And I think schools are great because oftentimes their school novels are something that you might not pick up yourself. Like I did I Am David, which was a really, really important novel.
Love that book.
It was incredible. And historical fiction is
my favourite children's book.
It's so good. And it's one of those things that historical fiction is a difficult thing to pick up for a lot of children because it can be quite daunting and quite sad. So schools are a great way to explore those ideas and that part of history in a safe educational space. But when it comes to reading for pleasure, I was the same. I devoured those books and every book that was even kind of related to Harry Potter. Sure, pick up something that might look a little bit different. Again, the libraries are great for this. Explore different genres. But I also would let her explore where the passion is.
My pair are reading Kes, A Kestrel for a Knave. The bad language is what's keeping them interested. I guess whatever does it and keeps them interested. What then is what was your favourite book as a kid?
Oh, Matilda.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. It's about a girl who reads so many books she gets magic powers.
Oh, yes.
Wouldn't want that.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Anyway, listen, great advice as always from Lorraine when she's with us. Lorraine Leavis is the author of Once Upon a Reader, Raising Your Children with a Love of Books. Lorraine, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.